Introduction to the Book of Exodus. I want to give you a brief overview of the Book of Exodus. Exodus is the second of five books written by Moshe, that is Moses. Exodus contains 40 chapters. Throughout these chapters, we see Israel in subjection to Egypt. They are being severely persecuted and burdened by Pharaoh. However, God sees their burdens and begins to prepare their leader, Moses. We see the birth of Moses and how the first 40 years he lived in Egypt. He then fled from Egypt and lived in the wilderness for another 40 years. Then in Exodus chapter 7, verse 7, the Bible tells us that Moses was 80 years old when he spoke to Pharaoh, thus beginning his public ministry. Moses and his brother Aaron, go before Pharaoh and say, "Thus says the Lord, let my people go." But Pharaoh would harden his heart and stiffen his neck, saying pompous words like, "I do not know the God of the Hebrews, nor will I let your people go." Therefore, God stretched out his mighty hand and performed signs and wonders throughout the land of Egypt. God struck the land with 10 plagues. We see the plague of blood, the plague of frogs, the plague of lice, the plague of flies, the plague on the livestock, the plague of boils, the plague of hail, the plague of locusts, the plague of darkness, and finally, the plague on the firstborn. After these 10 plagues, Pharaoh gave permission for the children of Israel to depart from Egypt. However, after the nation of Israel departed, Pharaoh, realizing that he no longer had any slaves, mounted up his soldiers and pursued the children of Israel. The Israelites being boxed in with their backs to the Red Sea, God stretches out his hand and parts the sea for the Israelites to walk across on dry ground. Look, if you're Pharaoh and you see something like this, do not pursue the Israelites. Okay, because after all the plagues Egypt has just experienced, it doesn't look too favorable for them. However, you know the story. The Egyptians pursue, the Lord releases the water, and the Egyptian army is annihilated. Thus, the children of Israel have exited Egypt. Hallelujah. The Lord has promised to bring the Israelites into a land flowing with milk and honey. So they set out to cross through the wilderness to get to their promised land. However, they soon begin to run into various problems. They experience thirst, hunger, then thirst again, then war, and then there's too much work. However, the Lord is faithful and provides for the people supernaturally. We see the quail coming in providing meat. We see manna falling from heaven, and of course, water gushing out of a rock. We also see Moses receiving the Ten Commandments, written by the finger of God. But really, within moments after Moses received the Ten Commandments, he's the first one in history to break all 10 of them at once. When he saw his brethren worshiping a golden calf, involved in debauchery and revelry, he throws down the tablets, the Ten Commandments, smashing them to the ground in his rage. However, God relents his wrath upon the people, rewrites the Ten Commandments in the stone tablets, and allows grace to prevail. The final chapters revolve around the tabernacle used in worshiping God. Exodus is really quite a fun book. I look forward to enjoying it together with you as we see some of the mighty wonders of God. Please repeat after me as we pray together in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, please open up my heart and mind to fully understand the book of Exodus. Please give me deeper revelations of who you are. I desire a deeper relationship with you. Lord, as Moses said to you in the book of Exodus, chapter 33, verse 18, please show me your glory. Lord, that's our prayer to you as we study through your word. Show us your glory. Show us your majesty. We bless your holy name. May you be glorified in all that I say and do. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.